Okay. Dumb thoughts. This one is power. So live in a place where you have more power. So for example, you're gonna have more power in Phnom Penh because you have the financial economic leverage. It's like the Archimedes lever of, you know, economics. And the general idea is, you know, if you want to immediately unlock $1 billion billionaire lifestyle, yeah, just go all in on Phnom Penh. And also, what's interesting about Phnom Penh is it's actually very, very quiet. Yeah, so it's hilariously more zen than even Kyoto. And life here is very, very simple and minimalistic. So if you like minimal ideas, Phnom Penh is the answer. So another funny thing I learned. If you're in a very, very high-rise condo, the upside is actually, it is like very quiet. And actually, like, I think I slept like 800% better than even being in, you know, an apartment or unit that's lower to the floor, closer to traffic. So being higher up seems to actually make more sense. Ye has this this sound bite, like, can we get much higher? Oh, oh, oh. Oh, 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 oh. Boom, 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 boom. Okay, so they're actually building a new condo. It's supposed to be the highest infinity pool on the planet. It's called JTAR 3. It's a Japanese company. And the truth is, buying a condo is never a good idea because it becomes an obligation rather than an option. And therefore, just renting or borrowing it makes more sense. There is a litany of bad stuff that comes when you're, you know, buy something, now you have to own it. Like, for example, right? Things which are hard to predict. Let's say you buy a condo, right? Like, if your neighbor has a dog or is a smoker, you're kind of screwed, and these things are impossible to know beforehand. Or also, like, if you buy a new place, difficult to see how the plumbing situation is going to work out. So as a consequence, buying anything that's super, super brand new is typically not a good option because it hasn't been tested yet. And also, typically, the thought also is, you want to you just want to not be tied down by stuff. So my personal thought, the only property, the thing you should own is Bitcoin or MSTR stock that's like pretty much it. And I think the hard thing with the ownership is there's also conversely a downside that comes with ownership, which is maintenance, like tenants and stuff like that. And so assuming that you want the ultimate friction-free lifestyle, it's probably like renting some sort of nice service department. And the upsides are, once again, you don't have to clean and maintain the place. And you have an option, not an obligation, which means if you don't like the place, you could actually just peace out. If you own the place, you're kind of like stuck for there for the next 30 or 40 years. And I still think it's kind of not a good idea to be tied down by like a 30-year mortgage. Like, come on, it's the year 2025. Like, we're still stuck in these like notions from like the 1920s. Even I was doing some research about the history of the 30-year mortgage. It was essentially a program to make it affordable for war veterans to come home and buy a house. But once again, like, we knew millennials. What's the incentive to own a physically decaying piece of property that will end up causing you more annoyance than joy? So I think, my simple blueprint for joy is simple. You know, sleep 9 to 12 hours a night, walk a lot, be social, exercise, lift weights every day, eat well, 100% carnivore diet, no breakfast, no lunch, only eat dinner, black coffee. And I still do believe for us, there is still some impulse towards creation, imagination, creativity. And you also want to propagate your ideas, not like if you just hold it for yourself. It's just a little bit boring, right? Like, it's like kids, right? Like, it's always more fun to have a play partner than to play by yourself. All right, so just observe kids. Pretty obvious. Now, I think the hardest thing for people to think and understand is, like, especially if you've never traveled, to being in Asia, life is much better. It's more hygienic, it's more fun, and people are much more sociable and happy. It's a good place to raise your kids too. Asian people love kids. Americans and Westerners are anti-kids, pro-dogs. It's like a very unproductive sign. So whenever you see like any country that's more interested in dogs than kids, it's certainly a sign of a societal decline. So what is one to do about it? So the first thought is, so I'm reading a Khmer book about proverbs. One of the funny thoughts is, don't bite a dog that bites back. So it's a good thought, like, if you're in the streets and you see a wild feral dog, you know, probably want to keep your distance. You don't want to bite it, because obviously it's going to bite you back. And so the general idea is, resist engaging, you know, a dog with rabies. It's kind of like human beings. Honestly, like 99.9, maybe 100% of the people on the internet, everyone is like, you know, the dog with rabies. It's like, you know, just don't go there. Or like, you know, there's a part of town that's like polluted and smells like sewer water. Do you go to that neighborhood? No, like same thing, right? Like if you live in LA, do you go to like Watts in the middle of the night in your Rolls Royce walking around with your Rolex? Like you could, it's probably not the world's best idea. So just use your common sense. So yeah, I think the simple thought is, the future is obviously gonna be wisdom, philosophy, Bitcoin. Think more philosophically, and don't worry, we could all thrive together.